Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome back. And first things first, happy Mother's Day to all the moms, right? Where would we be without mom? Well, we wouldn't be here, would we? No, we wouldn't. So I got a couple of questions for you here today. Questions you may have never asked yourself, but I encourage you to ponder these. Think about these. Pray about these. I think it'll bear much fruit, okay? So here's your first question. Jesus says to his apostles, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And by the way, when he said that, he was talking about everything that he ever taught his apostles to do, right? It's a lot more than just the enumerated 10 commandments. But what we've all heard the commandments before: thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, bear false witness. Everybody knows the commandments. Here's the question for you here today. Why should we bother to keep them? Now, you may never have asked that question out loud, but I bet you've asked that question of yourself in the privacy of your own thoughts. Why keep the commandments? Why bother? Why not just do whatever you want? Why be morally bound? Okay, let's take a closer look. Some people hear that and they say, well, because dag nabbit, God gave them. He didn't call them the 10 suggestions, right? God said it, I believe it, that settles it. A lot of people say that. And there's nothing wrong with that. You want to live that way? More power to you. There's just one thing I ask you to do today. That's all. Just one thing I ask you to do today. I ask you to realize that it's part of our Catholic faith to understand our faith. There's nothing new about that anyway. Fides querens intellectum. St. Augustine said centuries ago, faith seeks understanding. That's what we want to do here today. We want to understand better why. So let's take another look at this. Let's take another step. Why keep the commandments? Some people will hear that and they'll say, well, reason why you want to keep the commandments is because if you break them, you might get caught. I might get expelled, arrested, or possibly deported, and I don't want that to happen. That's a reason. Might not exactly be the top rung of the moral ladder, but it's a reason. Take it a step further, though. Some people will say, why keep the commandments? Well, what kind of a world do you want to live in, you know? Shouldn't we be fair to each other? I don't tell lies because I don't like it when people lie to me. I don't steal because I don't want people to steal from me. What kind of a world do you want to live in? And that's also a reason. But we can take it a step further, a little bit higher. Why keep the commandments? People will say, well, if you break the commandments, it hurts people. Don't you realize that? Lies hurt friendships. Theft destroys communities. And adultery devastates families. Why keep the commandments? Because the commandments are the stuff that holds society together. That's why. And that's also true. But let's take it a step further, shall we? Okay? Because we really want to get to the bottom of this. Let's pretend for a moment. Let's pretend that you can break all the commandments you want and you'll never get caught. I'm going to give you a magic wand, let's pretend. And every time you wave that magic wand, you can do anything you want and nobody will ever know. You want to lie, you want to steal, you want to cheat on your taxes, go nuts, wave your magic wand, and nobody will ever find out. Now is there any reason to keep the commandments? Well, some people will hear that and they'll be wise enough to say, well, you know, man might not see, but God always sees. And there's a little something coming known as the Last Judgment. And there's going to be a balancing of the books. And even if you got away with murder, literally, in this life, you won't get away with it in God's sight. And, you know, Jesus has told us in no uncertain terms that there's this little place known as hell. And from what I'm told, it's not very pleasant. I don't want to go there. And that also is a reason to keep the commandments. You know, when you go to confession, If the only reason why you're sorry for your sins is because you're afraid God is going to punish you, that's okay. We call that imperfect contrition, but you can be forgiven just because you're afraid that God wants to punish you. But I hope you realize we haven't yet come to the end of this discussion. Let's take it a step further, shall we? And again, we got to imagine. We got to pretend. Let's pretend that there is no last judgment. Now, don't misunderstand me. There is, okay? But let's pretend that there's no hell, that there's no last judgment, that you've got your magic wand, you can get away with anything you want, nobody will ever know, God will never judge you. Now, is there any reason to keep the commandments? And the answer is yes. And the reason is love. On the night before he died, Jesus said to his apostles, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And do you realize what he did when he said those words? He told us that love is tied to God's will. Love is what God is made of and what you are made for. It's the reason for living and it's the meaning of life. Love is the only thing in heaven and earth that is an end in itself. And if you want to know what that means, you learn it by doing God's will. You learn it by keeping God's commandments, even if there's no punishment, even if there's no hell. Our Lord wants you to know the meaning of the word love, and that is what we learn when we keep his commandments. That's my first question for you. Now let me give another question to ponder. You might never have thought of this before, but think of it now. What are you doing here? Why are you in church? Are you just trying to be a good person? Or do you love God? I don't know if you've ever asked that question before, but I feel like Jesus is asking me that question all day long. What's your motive? What keeps you going in the day? What are you trying to accomplish? Are you just trying to be a good person? Or do you love me? Don't get me wrong. Nothing in all the world wrong with being a good person. We all want to be good people. It's just that Christianity does not reduce to just being a good person. Christianity does not reduce to some moral code. Certain things you're supposed to do, certain things you're not supposed to do, you know, and that's not the whole of the faith. What was Jesus' first and greatest commandment to us? Go out and be a good person? No. What was the greatest commandment from the Old Testament? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. What was Jesus' one commandment that he gave us? And by the way, in all the New Testament, Jesus only once said, "This is my commandment." What was it? Love. Love one another as I have loved you. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. Do you act out of the love of God, or are you just trying to be a good person? I can give you a clue to help you to answer that question, okay? And this is the clue. How do you act when you suffer? Those who live out of the love of God do pretty well. Those who are acting out of a philosophy, those who are just sort of trying to be a good person, they usually fall apart. And here's why. Because love means you know that someone is with you, someone you love. And if that someone is with you, you can get through anything. You know Psalm number 23? You might not know it by number, but I'm sure you've heard the words. "The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want." Usually it's everybody's favorite psalm. Psalm 23. There's a line in that. It's one of my favorite lines of all. I think about this all the time. "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid because you're with me." Think about that all the time. What's the valley of the shadow of death? It's the sufferings of life, right? Bankruptcy, illness, death in the family, the valley of the shadow of death. What did God say to us? Did he say, "I'm going to take all my friends out of the valley of the shadow of death"? No. Did he say, I'm going to deliver you from all of your difficulties and all of your evils as long as you're my friend, your problems are over"? He never said that. Look at the lives of the saints, God's closest friends, and they suffered immeasurably. Faith is not some kind of deliverance from hardship. And there's this country song, I forget which song it is, and there's a lyric in that song, and it says, faith is a crutch, but whatever works for you, baloney. Faith isn't a crutch. Faith is a cross, okay? But what God promises us is that he will be with us. Like Jesus said to his apostles here in this gospel, I will not leave you orphan. If you love him and you know that, you can get through anything. And the way you learn it is by keeping his commandments. One day, someone just might look at your life and ask you, how do you hold it together? In a world that's falling apart, or maybe your life is falling apart, and not only do you refrain from being bitter, do you refrain from being angry, do you refrain from being sad and wallowing in self-pity, you maintain an even keel and you're even joyful. People look at that and they say, hey, what makes you tick? What makes you so different? St. Peter said, be ready to give an answer for the hope that is within you. And the answer is, not because of me, but because of him. He's with me, and I know it, because I keep his commandments. Why keep God's commandments? Why keep God's commandments? Why love? It's the exact same question. Let's heed our words, our Lord's words, and keep them close to our heart, that his joy might be in you, and your joy might be complete.